Begin the Quran daf mesechtes of a dessert daf nun ches. Begin them with basic mitzvahs. Master begin them with zikmara. Elvad dechama hu benaschi. So obviously, it's wine. He's saying, and therefore he's doing in this. And therefore it's going to be aser because obviously they're drinking wine. Here's your coin. Rashi explains. Doesn't the Gemara ultimately explain that he just poured it? So why would it be aser? How is he doing an isach? Even so, Cheshim were concerned. Dimonaga the nasach. Maybe he did touch it and he did do a libation. We just didn't pay attention to look because we thought he was Jewish. Now, says Tzitzis Mashm Tech Perusha. It sounds like from Rashi's interpretation. Barok levad lemanasach leilas bana. Yeah, just by the pouring itself, that wouldn't be a libation to make a forbidden to have benefit. It maybe touched it. When you're pouring in osabana, it's not forbidden to have benefit. So it says Rakash, difficult to skin the milsa, but the conclusion of the later on, the Kamam B'Sei Pirkin, at the end of the parakasa of Rashi writes, Bereve Perushin, in most of the commentaries, that Koichai Shal Evikachav, when it comes to the force of a non Jew, in the Medikaruke, like Rashi at the end of the parak writes, the conclusions, and he says, for example, when you're pouring, and if you recognize that it's wine, it is forbidden to have benefit. Rashi says, and what's the source? So obviously, the story of Tab Kaicha is because of the force, not because we're concerned that he's going to touch. Later in the Samach also, the non-Jew is pouring from the barrel, and the Jew is holding the jug. The wine's forbidden. The Peshach and Rashi explains, it's forbidden even to have benefit. Like the wine that was diluted by the non-Jew, which is pouring. But more of a drop to the contrary, in such a case, through pouring, that's actually how they did libation. They would pour the wine into jugs. Says what you could say is the mashahutzuklafarish noga. This that Rashi had to say it's that because we could certainly touch. Less that's to make it forbidden af mashabefnim, even once in the inside, shle ida dine that wasn't poured yet. The middle command because the Gemara says later on the vine based on basic, but Avi Kachav Mahamara. That when the non-Jew is pouring, the nafik lebedoi the mana what went out of the vessel outside that goes the rabban that's rabban decree. The gavoi the mana goes the rabban what's inside they didn't decree, and therefore that's why we have to say the concern about touching to make it all forbidden. Repirish re explains the nasche is sheriku bechavanas nisach. That's actually because he poured out with the intention of libation, and that's why it's aser. Then it says master begin the words of malchavan nogabin benatla. But he touched it with this cup. And it's touching by the non-Jew unintentionally, and it's going to be forbidden. So it's a wonder. If he was like Shmuel, the Shari Tenek Ben Yomi that says permitted by a day old baby, even to drink, as we send up Nanzain Bez the Maskla Fuke, if that's the case, so the same thing, the equivalent is essentially a touching of an adult without intention, but even with his hand. Why? Because the Leel, previously, Nanzain Ben Alf, Ben Damila Hu Lishna, that according to this version, the Gemara compares, we compared the Ligar, because the Ligar is racial lulav, according to the Girsa that doesn't have the Girsa racial Liliva, the head of the lulav, it's the touching was what we're comparing over there, just unintentionally. So, if that's the case, Michael Parich, what's the Gemara asking? It was unintentionally, he thought it was beer. So, what's the question that he touched it? It's like a day old baby. Says we can say the Leel, previously, when the Gemara asked on Rav, Metinik Ben Yemai, from the old baby, it's asking from a kolshkin to be also betinik. But in fact, they say it's forbidden by a baby, the in bar kavan the kalal that doesn't have intention at all. Kolshkin shows a maga gadol shall be kavan. For sure, we're going to make it forbidden by the touching of an adult unintentionally. Shall be kavan who? Because he's someone that could have kavan. The yochel of the nisach could come to nisach. But of course, not the equivalent. Of course, the touching of an adult is most severe. Fillish shall be kavan even without intent. Li also b'shtia to make it forbidden to drink. Fillish shmul even according to shmul. Next test master begin the words of Gemara Shemesache, where Shemesaga Evi Kachavim, where the non-Jew diluted it Lasakna Bashtia to make it drinkable. Also Af Banah, it's forbidden even to have benefit. Even though he's not touching it, yeah, Meshamar Chakas Avera because distancing from Sinkat Amin, like we say Lech Lechamir Nazir, but we say stay far away. So it's forbidden even to have benefit. Now, Mi However Nimtza BePeter Shachem Shal Rashi, it's found in this other interpretation of Rashi, the Asa Bashtia. Forbidden to drink, because of distancing of a sin. About no, but for pleasure, no, definitely not forbidden. It's not any worse than touching through something else unintentionally. Like the case when he touched it with the tip of the lulav on daf nun zayin menaf. The gamma bein tam kasav, bein tam also writes the chol lech lech. Every case of stay far away. Lo yisun, but no, we didn't make it forbidden benefits. Only forbidden to drink. And either the gear is the Bahachinami or the Inami or the Einira. No. The Amin of Samach, because the Gemara tells shortly, Tseva Chorz al Yenam, Shem Yain Nesach. The Birchin says, go announce regarding the wine that's Yain Nesach. Ama Kanasu the Kanaslu, obviously it gets a penalty, but Shem Lech Lech Amin, because like we say, you know, to stay far away. And Ubisamach, and shortly, Chazal Chamer de Mazgev Kachavim, Bishas Yisrael, they saw that, you know, the wine of the Jews were being, you know, mixed by the non-Jewish bartenders, and the Jews were drinking Vaslu, and they made it forbidden for them. Nefarish explained Vaser means Afbano, even from pleasure, Mitam Kanas, because of the penalty of like we explained. Not just from drinking. Even though it's not explicit, who midi the Hava the Yisrael, it's the same as the, one of the other elements of that story where they were bowing down to this water and the Jews are drinking. They said it's forbidden even for pleasure because of by desire, and therefore it would sound like it's even from Hanan, not just from drinking. The next says Matzah begin with the Gemara Ketichsev Kamina. I said I'm saying like the way it's written, which is Maskel Yain, where the Samach, not with a Zayin. So it says Avgab Dechsev Nami. Although it says in Cherushim Al Yechsam Mezeg, which it says with a Zayin, Ahi Mezig Beyain Atzmei. That's mixing with the wine itself. A Mesicha, that's a different type of mixing. Hutikin Mayim Beyain. That's remedying by mixing water into the wine, and therefore he used it with a Samach and not with a Zayin. Next says Maskel to begin with the words, which some bring that this Taisvus is not printed in certain printings. Some have already points out that this is not its place. It belongs to the Dapnan Testament Beis, Amar Ravashi. Be that as may, Kotzav Ari Erzura, the Ari Erzura writes, Bizman Hazeh, in today's times, Obi Kuchavim, when you have a non-Jew, Sheshikshik B'yein Yishal Yisrael, that if he agitates the wine of the Jew, Mutal Mokhla B'kuchavim Yelada, sell it to non-Jews. Because they're not so well-versed in really what this agitation is, than the non-Jews. Like we explained this previously, at the end of the Maskalafuke. But yeah, to drink it is forbidden. But it's only if he didn't intend to touch it, to anger the Jew and to cause him a loss. But if we see the intention of the non-Jew, the reason why he's touching the Jew's wine, to anger him, to cause him a loss, that's even permitted to drink. In such a case, Rabban did not make a gzer. And the zark labar. And if the non-Jew throws the object into the pit kedil hachas to anger the Jew, and even if he continues going with it all the way, by like he's holding on to it, still mutar b'shtia, is still permitted to drink. Bar goin, that's obvious from the sugya. A korat ha-dabena, I says, and it's closing my eyes to say, even if the non-Jew touched with his hands, lahach is to anger, mutar b'shtia is still permitted to drink. That's how it's written in response. In Pamachas, one time, the Jew's system was full of wine. But on this echad, a difficult non-Jew came along, and he put his hand into anger the Jew. There was some elderly person there, a God-fearing person, that at the end he was killed to sanctify God's name in our great sins. When we heard shalokach man yain b'kli, he took from the wine with a cup, and then he drank from it b'fnei anas in front of that non-Jew. That it shouldn't be accustomed to do it to other Jews. That then it's not going to be forbidden. Next, this master begins with Zigmara ad the mekatoyrach alech zilhader. So Pesach and Rashi explains, when you still, as you're still wearing your garments, chazar etzlam, go back to them, mehitulem, and permit it for them. And don't delay. Even to just relax a little bit from your difficult journey. So Tzeis v'yafak even, and he's precise in what, and it's very well that he's precise in what he's saying. Because the Ein Lefarsh don't explain the only tafs begedecha, meaning don't lose your garments by the escha with your ruling, because the b'shul shat teisa, because you made a mistake, tzak l'sham, you're gonna have to compensate them. Because I mean, like we said, perikam desanet avov medalv. No. There we explain that the judge would be responsible, when he actively goes and does something with his hands, not just with his ruling. Only then is he personally responsible. But he was considered professional, and anyways, the Gemara B'chariz Av Chavchaz, the Mishnah says over there that he would be exempt. So that can't be the interpretation. Next is Matzah begin the words, the mistake was, Betz is not Batzah. Which is actually the peg base of Makas. Gimel Toyis, Asit Sasha Remi Litais, Bechulu. There's three mistakes that the the lord of Rome is going to end up making a mistake, the Malach. First of all, Kesavish Agala Labatzer, he's going to think that he's exiled to Batzer, but Hugay Labatzer, he's going to go to Batzra. So, Hain Labatzer the Shammer Rabbi Yechanan. That's after he heard from Rabbi Yechanan, the Sabe Iu, because he actually thought the Betzel, he thought the Betzel Lav Hain Labatzer, as the Gemara brings over here. As Haida, then he admits, Kigam Betoizeh, Yitzah Shal Remi, that the Malach Abram is going to make the same mistake, about Betzel Lav Hain Labatzer, Pirish, Ela Chutzlar, it's he, rather it's part of Chutzlar, Ben the Chayev is Bemaisa, and it's not obligated Maisa. And that's why Bi'echan had to permit it for them. Okay, so again, that's after he heard this over here, because we see that this was the mistake that Rish Lakish made over here, and then they realized that Betzer is not Batzer, and then he said that the Malach is going to make the same mistake. Now, Mashma Halacha sounds like from over here says Tosis that the Chutz La'aretz loy mechay ben Maisa. Yeah, so that's the story says. Since not part of Eretz, not having Ma'aseh v'chemash perkam tchulin. That sounds like the first perkam tchulin. The vav mabez gabe remeir shachol ola shayerik beit shan. It is a leaf of a vegetable in beit shan. Hit to Rebbe beit shan kul al yodei. And because of that, Rebbe says, okay, the whole beit shan is permitted. Where it's not obligated Ma'aseh. Shem nava sabed beit shan mechutz la'aretz. Because he thought that beit shan's from chutz la'aretz. So it says because it's difficult to eat because shahar talmud mashma and the rest of the talmud. It sounds like the chutz la'aretz chayev is b'ma'aseh. That chutz la'aretz is obligated Ma'aseh. Come Bukharis is Mchaz Perkad Kamad of Chabzai Manav, Perkamad Beit of Tesam Manav, Chumas Chutzlaritz. When you have Chuman Chutzlaritz, Oichavahilich, you continue to eat. If Achkech Mafresh, and you have the leniency, you can separate afterwards. Chin Rabba, Maftal Leberoi, Rabba said, okay, you can nullify it in the majority, unlike in Eretz Rav, Achleb Mirtamas, you can in the state of Tumma. Come on, Mehasim, it also says over in Beit David Beis, Rab Tubi Havale, Gubid Chamad the Chuma, had this whole basket, a container of wine of truma. Perkbanes couldn't need enough lamed bezim and alf. Ma'isa hoye b'mabadisa b'tefalua koyin leima. They tell you about before our mother, but yes, right, some leimer. Yeah, so again, so you see, because of all this truma that you have, I thought in chutz la'aretz there's no truma some ma'isas. So yes, right, some leimer. Those who wanted to say the hani mili b'dog and tirish v'yitzer. These are regarding specifically grain, wine, and oil. But eretz gufim is chayben atarin. Eretz all these are biblically obligated. Chem chutz la'aretz gazer rabbanan. So in chutz la'aretz they rabbinically obligated. B'shmaitzin, but in our story, Perikam Nechul, Nabav and Beis, Mayim B'maisi Yarek, it's so much the vegetable of vegetable mice. So that's a little bit, it's not really Mechayim and Rabbanan, that even Eretz Yisrael is only rabbinically obligated. B'chutz Lo, it's like God's, therefore, the Chutz Lo, they didn't make a decree. So it says, Lainir, that doesn't seem to be correct. The Gabit Slav, Nami, by the Kepa Bush, also the Mechayim and Eretz Yisrael, only rabbinically obligated in Eretz Yisrael. Still, I'm reading Perikam Nechul, Mavarach, Nagmar, Sales, Barach, Adav, Lam, Bam, Nav, Tachai, Vab, B'chutz Lo, it's obligated in Chutz Lo, it's to come, because the Gemara says, B'slav shal arlo b'chutz la'aretz, regarding a capable bush in the first 3 years of chutz la'aretz, zodik avyoynis, you can throw away the avyoynis, v'oich like a freeze, and you can eat the shells, which you throw away the berry, and then you eat the fruit, and you eat the shell. B'nei ma'aloch ha'gribe kiva, say aloch ha'gribe kiva. So it's like, no, ish min aloch ha'gribe kiva, I would have said aloch ha'gribe kiva, I mean, I would have said afil ba'aretz v'chul, even there it's still, etc. Aval ha'shmi, why don't you say, kol ha'mekel ba'aretz ha'aloch ha'gribe kiva, chutz la'aretz. Whoever is leaning in there, it's all halachas like in chutz la'aretz. Now, yesh min hachi, had we said that, I mean, I would have said, hanami, that's only said, gabi ma'isa, that's regarding ma'isa, the be'eretz guvid rabban, where in Eretz Yisrael itself, it's only rabbinically, but gabi orla, b'chul, 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 etc. So you see that there is ma'isa in chutz la'aretz. And that's what we're saying explicitly, why we have to say it, that to not think it's only by ma'isa, which is only rabbinically in Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, I mean, perikam the beya daf yebezim and beis moedel melilas mafarchan bekitnis biyamtib. You could crumble and crush these legumes on yamtib. Imkin, if that's the case, matzin the truma shazaka by the masa. So you find truma that you merit with, you know, with by taking a truma. Ama bekitnis, obviously we say bekitnis shukashar pears, which is like all other fruits. Matzin the truma chutz la'aretz. We find there is truma chutz la'aretz. So again, we have these sources that show us chutz la'aretz has truma. So tishtam ben tam, ben tam answers that actually. The hocho, but perikam the chulin ma'iri, but mai. That we don't know its status when you buy from nam arts. Kedam besach zmai, like gedam meshem besach zmai. Mechziv lahalon from ksiv and onwards, which is the tip of Eretz Yisrael. Put them at demai, exempt from demai. Because the demai kilo by demai, they were lenient, and therefore that's where we're lenient. But you're right. Generally, you are chayv shumas ma'is out of Eretz Yisrael. Then the tzitzis from begin to say, what do you do in the Mishnah demai that says il dvar mes astrum demai b'chal mokum? These are things you tithe for demai in all places. Hadveila, Atmar, Macharubim, Va'iriz, Va'koman, all different types of cumin and rice and carobs and dates and so on and figs. Vimkain, if that's the case, Limalay, Rabbi Shimon, Lakshab Yechanon, Bahani Paris, Asfilhu. Why don't you say that these types are forbidden and it's not like totally exempt? Vishamit says it because Rabbi Yechanon, Yedea, he knew Shla Asa, Bison, Paris, Dafka. He knew that he wasn't saying only by these. and that's why he had him retract. But you're right that asking why Rabbi Yochanan made Rish Lakish retract. Why can't Rish Lakish say what I said is forbidden by these types? Because presumably these are brought from Eretz Yisrael, even though but says Chutzlarts. So that's what he's saying, that you know he knew it wasn't just these things, and that's why he made him retract. Says Taisus Miu. However, as we continue on top of the Tesem and Alf, Hikshar Rabbi Ochanan lePishur Ben Tam. Rabbi Ochanan asks, according to this interpretation, Ben Tam, what do you mean Mishami? You could feed the paupers demai, even though generally, you know, because of doubt, we have to separate. But for paupers, they weren't geyser. You could give them demai without separating. So Amar Shem Gulil says, Shalach li Rabbi Yisib ben Rabbi. He sent me an asterisk. Bomali, and he said to me, Zebo mi mekisarn. This comes from the place kisarn. Ulmati men gimel dvar. I learned from three things. One, shuvadai. That this is a case that is that's definitely tabel, and true tame, and that it's also muchshel kabel tama, and the shleba biyode achar, and that he didn't have any other shuvadei, that this that he says that it was definite. Because shepeches kisaron vaday, the fruits of kisaron are definite. Pidush vaday tabel shal, they're for sure tabel shal. Yoi kol mami aretz, because they were all ignorant people. Yoi kol mchavim, or to the contrary, because they're all tamid chachamim. El shal yudeya, el shal yudu, but it just was known shlei aster that it wasn't tithed. And shu tam made this that was hochshel kametum, shabitzin lo mayim hochshel, because it was sprinkled with water, and therefore it's susceptible to tuma. Now. But Taisus, Vim Taimi begin to say, Hotnam, Bishalik Tesef de Taharas, but we learned at the end, a Mishnah at the end of Tesef de Taharas. The Sregim is up in the Mayim, the Sregim is not supposed to sprinkle water on them. But Shemit Taisus, you can say, Hanavila, that was said, Bo'isim Shemarichim Be'ir, those that he sell in the city. Abom Mederch Chaika, but if it comes from a far distance, Mesuara, from logic, Zobel of Mayim, you could sprinkle water in the Kadishli Kamish, that it doesn't wither, that doesn't wilt. Also, you could say the Hanamila. When we say the B'shayim is Hashanah, other days of the year, but on Sukkot, Marbitzin L'mayim, you could sprinkle water because there's a Hodder that it should be beautiful, as the Esrog is supposed to be pre-Yitzadot. Number six, the Mishnah on Daf and Beis Amidav. Then it says, "V'tim can say, 'Mkenim Tezukis my hide to come above Sachis.' What does it say after this? V'asim b'menu olav, that you should take Ma'aser from it on it. V'ich yochal asim b'menu, but I can take Ma'aser from it. Kimitchal yosukkis. But if it's on Sukkot, you're not supposed to take off." Trumas and Isis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hashem says the Bechol Lishal Moed Mar. We're talking about there was a Chol Moed. I mean, like we say in Sukkot, Avlam Avlam Abayez, Reb Chanina, Matful Menafik. So we're saying that. On Yom Tov, the question is: if you have to take off from it, it's going to be chaser. You have to cut away a piece, and chaser is puzzle. So saying chalamayid, chalamayid chaser is kashim. Like we say that, what Reb Chanina did was that he would dip it in, meaning he would take a bite of it, and then he would fulfill his obligation. Now this says b'shleibo biyode achar, that he didn't have any other one. Shembo biyode achar, he had another one. Lahayim idea loy shu tabel. He wouldn't let him know that it's tabel. Ma'asim an achar, or rather, he would take from the other one ma'aser on this one. Obviously, he didn't have any other one to do that with. So this was the only one. Then says his v'temim can say be'imadach nami. Why did you say yes? Have a shembo biyode achar, that he had another one. Ma'asher haydiya yishembo mikisagan. Just that he's telling him that it came from mikisagan. Zel lepish hochshu shetam nechus lekabatuma, but not to say. If he was only sending him only for one reason, he should have said that one reason. But since there's two reasons dependent in Shalach, he sent him without specifying, so obviously both reasons applied. Now, Park Yishami asks that the Asim Men Olav should take Meiser from it on it, Pish. In other words, Lama Shalach LeBetevel, why did he send it to him on Taith? Why didn't he, before he sent it, cut off one piece for Meiser and send him an asterisk missing a piece? The Yerushalmi answer says, no, it's not normal to send to your friend something that's missing. The Yerushalmi asks, what do you mean? Isn't this Mishnah? He permits
by when it's you're allowed to send definite like maybe he had another one, and even though he was sending him that of Tevel, the BSC holds that you're allowed to send to your friend Tevel Gomer as long as you let him know. Pidish for Lama Dictix, why were they inferring that, oh, must have been he didn't have another one. To fill Hayyibi the Acher, what I mean, even if he had another one, Hamutal Shlech Esrik Batibli, you'll let us send Esrik in the untyped statement, I'm misneaten from the Mishnah, or Mataritz, and the Yishami answers, Lachamim, you could say, the Avagav the Polgar Rabbanon, even though he technically disagrees, Rabbanon will have Abed Abdu Kabase, he wouldn't have done like his own Shita, Rabbi Yasi, that permits, even by definite Tabal Pirish. Hayyisagadaitach, that the assumption is, he wouldn't have done the lacha like his own sheet. Rather, like the sages who disagree with him, like the Yishalmi brachas counts many times, didn't do halacha like their own sheet. So Yishalmi continues that Vyasi asked in front of Reb Zera, that is asking, isn't this Esrik from the Kisaren? Didn't Rebbe permit Kisaren? And Rebbe hit the Kisaren bit Mia? That it's not a problem, because it's Chutzlar, it's part of Maisa. So what's the problem about Tevel? Masig, and Yishama comes out, Rishim Galil, come to Rebbe Haba. That was before Rebbe. Mashba, it sounds like that after Rebbe permitted Kisaren, there wasn't a problem with Tevel anymore, but they are filled with even when definite Tevel. Who Esrig? Because that Esrig Badi Haba, that was definite Tevel. And this is the question on Rebbe Nutam. So you see that in Chutz Laretz, that it's not only from Demai that you're Pater, you're totally Pater. So this place is Benir Lafarish. It seemed to explain that this that it says over there that there's no problem by those fruits. That's actually because of demai. That's because these types in these places they generally come from Eretz Yisrael. So the truth is also because of demai. Even though Kisar is from Chutz La'aretz, because these types are known to come from Eretz Yisrael, that's why. But you're right, Vayidum Shlebom Eretz Yisrael, but those of you know that did not come from Eretz Yisrael, but Turim Mishim Demai, you're right, that's what they would be exempt from because of Demai. Chayom Mishim Badi, but they would be obligated because when it's definite Tabal Kavish Rabbein Tam, the way Rabbein Tam explains. Parach, the Yishami asks, well, the Esrog may pay some Atarin, but Esrog is from the permitted fruit Shema Vinos from Eretz Yisrael, they don't make from Eretz Yisrael, because Sarin Asmagod, rather Gurin Kisarin. Umayd Rabban, the Mutl Shlech Vadi, Chutz La'aretz. Baida and the Rabban agree that you let us send a definite Tevel Chutz La'aretz when you let him know. They don't disagree with Tevel Eretz Yisrael. Only Tevel Eretz Yisrael. But that's the case of Nolan Shalibol Yoda Achas. So how do you know that he didn't have any other one? And Mishani, the Yerushalmi answered that Dain Lohutra Kisaran Bimei Rabbi Yisi. No, Kisaran wasn't yet permitted in days of Rabbi Yisi. But Mechzikin is Bechetz Kisar Yisrael, and they had it on the presumption of the Pairs of Eretz Yisrael. So, according to the Chachamim, now let us send from it a Tevel when you let him know. And Rabbi Yisi was not going to act opposite the Chachamim. It's only because, like we said, Shlebo Liyoda Acha, that he didn't have any other one. So the Akatez continues, he says, Rabbi David Mimailan Tiritz. So he answers that. This says over here that Rish Lakish saw that they were eating pears that were not mosarin. What does that mean? And they weren't stringent lahafrish b'chumis eretz yisrael. They weren't stringent to separate like the way the chumis of eretz yisrael. But they were just going like linseeds of chutz la'aretz. What does that mean? So for example, oichel v'hoylech b'chach mafrish, you could eat and continue eating until you could separate afterwards. Oh, l'kach aslehem. So that's why he made a forbidden with him. Kita b'shem ha'ir. He made a mistake in the name of the city. By Yisabeshu Eretz Yisrael. He thought it was from Eretz Yisrael. But yeah, it of course applies in Chutz La'aretz. It's just certain leniencies. B'chein ahi dechulin, the Rebbe shehitir Beit Shan, You're right, he didn't totally permit the chutzlaritz. He just permitted the streams of Eretz Yisrael. That it should apply the leniency of the chutzlaritz. Like, for example, nullification of the majority. Like we find the Gemara Bukharis of Chabzai, many leniencies of chutzlaritz. So too from that story of from Kaziv onward, the Mashmah Yisham and Yisham, the potter that you examine, Bein B'tmai, Bein Vadai. Yeah, potter mechum Eretz Yisrael. It's just exempt from the streams of Eretz Yisrael. But you're right, it's just the leniency of the chutzlaritz that apply, but Chalais Mekum is in all those places. But Trumas Amaisis, okay, so that's how he answers this question. Then it says about Trumas Amaisis, She'ein on Mafrish Na'achshav, that we don't separate today, Afleka Kuli Chutzlaritz, even, not like even the leniencies of Chutzlaritz. And Mebein Tam, it says, the Kakoi Shalon, because our properties, Meshabad Zim Lesarim, they are in debt to the lords. V'din Machusa, who, and it's the law of the land of the government. If we don't give them, it's indebted to the hands of the non-Jews and it stays by them. It's different, not really ours. It's difficult to the Riki. Their properties also had such taxes. Whoever would not give the tax, can't get the land. And then they obviously had tremendous mises. Not difficult. These key only yesh lan harbika kois. We actually have many land. Shembem taska doesn't have any taxes. So why wouldn't they separate tremendous mises over there? For yesh lism chadibir yeshami the chalas. It says you rely on the yeshami and the sechtes chal. Domer biyichin and says the betzinish bechutz lards. Our teachers in the chutz lards who in my fresh and tremendous mises they would separate tremendous mises. At shabo had ravim about until the ravim came along and they nullified. Man in a ravim, who are the ravim? Rabbi Zeiri says tagumya. It's tagumya. It says to the blind the pirish. It's not clear what that means. And if you're not sure about what halacha is, halacha chamenik, go after the custom, lashon bihuda. That yeah, the custom is to be lenient. Avriam the Riz says kilenis chayiv b'trumas amaisis. No, they actually would never obligate trumas amaisis. Elas muches la'aretz Yisrael. Only chutzlaritz that's near Eretz Yisrael. Kungam Mitzrayim, Egypt, and Babel, and Iraq, Umayyav, Bnei Amon, Kisham, Yerigim lahafrish. Because there they used to separate shalayivoy lahokol b'maisa Eretz Yisrael. They shouldn't come to be lenient, which was nearby the maisa of Eretz Yisrael. At the faraway places, like Taisis, you know, we're talking about in France and Germany, all these different places, like the sage did not obligate any maaser. Even the biblical cases of grain, wine, and oil. And even in the close places, the Yisham explains the minig, the custom that they would do it before the raven came and nullified it. He says, Chalas Chutzlaritz, but Trumas Chutzlaritz? You could continue eating and then separate afterwards. He says lechashu they weren't concerned the trumas dogan tears v'yitzer only the trumas of the biblical cases. Ela b'shem Shmuelam he says lechashu the truma gedel b'bad they weren't concerned for that. You have to separate the first truma, the big one, 150th. Of the yirakis, but for vegetables, after truma gedel lechashu even for truma gedel they weren't concerned. But the Tani Isi, even the fact that Isi teaches that maisali rakis medebrayim, the maisa for vegetables are rabbinic. So mashma de Yisham is something from the words of Yisham, the double shum medebrayim, that stuff that are rabbinic, be'eretz in Eretz Yisrael, if Rishu, klal b'chutzlaritz, they didn't separate at all chutzlaritz. B'shem yerek dafka, maybe specifically vegetables, b'shem nein l'smach le'klam on the pasuk, because that doesn't have any hint at all from the pasuk. It's not alluded to at all in the pasuk. In contrast, if something has a source, at least from the Torah Halacha.